Welcome back to the Well Within Reach podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Taylor Ludden McMaster, and joining us today is Marcus Whitlow, who is here at the Frankfurt campus. We are in the Cancer Treatment Center here at the Frankfurt campus, and he's going to tell us about his journey here when he was treated for cancer. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Before we get into the questions, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a retired military and retired police officer. Been retired for 4 years now and just trying to enjoy the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, your story starts with being an annual participant in Riverside's CT lung cancer screenings. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. Well, I was a smoker for about 50 years. And ever since Riverside started offering a CT lung scan, my regular physician, Liz Deck, told me you need to have this done every single year. So for many, many years, I've been going through that. And every now and then, something would show up on the CT lung scan, a nodule or something, and we'd go back, check it out later, and it would be gone. Mm-hmm. So, no, things come and go when you have those types of things, scans. And several years ago, something showed up on one of the scans, and we went back, and several months later, did another scan, and it seemed like it had gotten larger. So she sent me to Dr. Khanna, a pulmonologist, to have him take a look at it. We ended up doing a biopsy of the lung, and it came back cancerous. So, yeah, those are words you never want to hear. So from that point, Dr. Khanna sent me to Riverside Cancer Treatment Center and to talk to Dr. Hamden. And at that point, we discussed everything. Dr. Hamden looked at the lung scans and said they were going to knock it out of me. That fortunately, we caught it in the early stages. And with that, by catching it in the early stages, with today's modern medicine, he said they were going to knock this out of me. From that point, we started doing immunotherapy and radiation treatments. Mm-hmm. That lasted about 4 or 5 months. And sure enough, the end result was they did knock it out of me. They'd cure me from the cancer. But the main thing was to, fortunately for myself, we caught it in the early stages.
Yeah.
Most of the time, by the time people, if they don't have these screenings and catch it early, by the time they have symptoms, it's too late. No, it's gone too far.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your mentality of that, 'cause it sounds like you were on the nose, getting things done, getting things checked out. And now looking back on that, how has your perception of prevention maybe changed?
Oh, prevention is utmost. I mean, no, there's so many things. In this case, the prevention was catching it early. We know, again, it was isolated in one area, and it hadn't spread. This type of cancer, it likes to come back and likes to spread throughout other lymph nodes, and by catching it early, it was isolated, and they were able to treat just that area. So by doing that and then doing immunotherapy afterwards, they were holding it back. And every 3 months, I go back and have another scan, but hopefully we can keep it in remission.
Yeah. But
for myself, it's prevention. Prevention is, and catching things early are the most important things. There's other things that people can do, especially men, doing a colonoscopy every 5 years. There's a cancer that can be prevented. Nobody likes to go through that, but it's just a prep. So you can stop a lot of different types of cancers if they're caught early.
Absolutely.
Also, prostate cancer is a simple blood test that you can do annually and catch things in the early stages. And today, modern medicine has made so many advancements that prevention is the main thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Going back a little bit, you mentioned first you went to Liz Deck and then saw Dr. Khanna in pulmonology and then came here to Dr. Hamden. Can you tell me a little bit about what the collaboration was like of working through those different Riverside offices and how your team worked together in keeping you in the loop for things? What was that all like?
It was fantastic. From the time we diagnosed that it was cancerous, within a week, I was starting immunotherapy and starting radiation.
Yeah.
And all of that took place down at the Bourbonnais campus.
Okay.
At the center, cancer center there. Mm-hmm. And couldn't believe, you know, how well everybody worked together. I mean, you know, they were just so nice, treated you like family and kept you in the loop of everything going on. So for the first 6 weeks, everything was done down there. And then after that, then I was able to, depending upon what it was, go between the Frankfurt campus and the Bourbonnais campus.
Okay. So they kept you on Route 45 the whole time.
Yeah.
Very good.
But yeah, the staff, the nurses, doctors, everybody just been tremendous. And again, they're just like family.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So tell me about when your treatment was complete, and I assume you got to ring the bell?
Ashley, yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Tell me what that was like. What was your reaction?
Oh, euphoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Dr. Hamden said, and Dr. Rashid, mm-hmm. both said, no, they were going to knock it out, and they kept their promise.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. And can you tell me a little bit more about the nursing staff and the other team? How were they throughout the process? How did they react during the bell ringing? And I know you said they were like family.
Still, there's some of the nursing staff. I see them again. It's just like old friends, mm-hmm. and they were treated you like you were part of their family. And I couldn't believe how nice everybody was and concerned, any concern that you had, they followed up on it. And so I just feel at home here.
Great. That's great. So I take it you would recommend the Riverside Cancer Institute?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience about your experience?
Well, again, to me, prevention is the main thing. You know, mm-hmm. if you can prevent something from happening, to do it. And today, again, modern medicine has taken such leaps and bounds that so many things are just so easy. I mean, a CT lung scan is 5 minutes.
Okay, wow.
It's really nothing. And you just lay down, they do the scan, and you're gone.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, no, it's my suggestion would be that if somebody has smoked or a former smoker, to take advantage of this CT lung scan because, mm-hmm. It can make a difference. Catching things early, they can more than likely cure you. But if you wait too long until you have symptoms, then a lot of times it can be too late.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that advice. And thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it and for sharing your story. And thank you all for tuning in to the Well Within Reach podcast. To learn more about Riverside Cancer Institute, visit riversidehealthcare.org.